once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Insight on this beautiful Wednesday evening. I have to say, before we get started, that it was cool to be uptown this past weekend and see the number of people that were in the stores and on the streets, and it was just cool to see that many people enjoying the Christmas open house.
Yeah, it was something else. There were people everywhere.
Yeah, which was cool. And I had a chance to watch my granddaughter sing in the choir. That's cool.
Yes, and she was very good, at least the song or two that I heard.
Yep, fantastic. So we welcome into studio, certainly no strangers to Insight, and unfortunately no strangers to me, I guess. But it is three of the members of the committee for the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park benefit. And, you know, I think we've been meeting up here for quite some time now, right?
Mm-hmm. They keep doing stuff.
I know.
We're busy.
They keep doing stuff. So
I think this is the 15th time they've been on this year. Every time they get new stuff to come up with.
We have fun.
You guys are lucky to get it that many times.
I think you guys just like having Megan up here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, Lisa, so exactly how many years has...
You ought to probably have them introduce themselves. We know who they are, but we haven't told the people. You just said the committee.
I hate when he's right.
He is, isn't he? I know. Okay. In studio. I hate when he does. And it happens every
year. It only happens once a year.
So, in studio, we have, from the committee, Miss Ashley Overman.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Miss Megan Wendell.
Hello.
And Miss Lisa Overman.
Hello.
So let's start with kind of a background, okay? So why don't you share about when this started, why, and the new background of it.
All right, so it started a little over 5 years ago when I just casually mentioned that after we lost Sawyer that I'd love to do something to honor him. And I just mentioned maybe a Sawyer Overman Ninja Park would be a cool idea. Not thinking it would ever happen, I just told a few friends and family about it. And little did I know, they were selling t-shirts, having lemonade stands, and that was just the start of it. Then we got quotes to how much this park would cost, and we were kind of blown away when it was almost $1 million. We were ready to give up, but we have grit, and we decided we're going to do this. So from lemonade stands to t-shirts, we started doing the wiffle ball weekend, the benefit weekend, where we do bingo and wiffle ball. We do auctions, have raffles. There's camping. It's just a great weekend. And then last year, we started doing the gun bingo and didn't really know what we were doing. A bunch of girls going to do gun bingo, and it was a huge success. It was a lot of fun. So we're doing that again.
So when you turn the clock back 5 years and you think, $1 million, how in the hell are we going to do that?
Wiffle ball tournament.
Lemonade stand.
why not a wiffle ball tournament lemonade stand? That's $1 million.
Isn't it amazing? You know, because even though the committee has worked their tail off in these various things, there's so many side things that are done. I mean, there are probably still, and we're looking at 5 years after the fact, there are probably still every year a half dozen lemonade stands that are you know, raise money for the same cause. I don't know how many times the elementary school does their penny pinch type thing, and it's just one organization after another. And even though the committee created the big picture, there are literally dozens of different entities that help make this work. How in the hell do you do that?
Day by day. Literally one event at a time. It's been a lot of fun. I think that us enjoying each other's company has made it a lot easier to spend that much time together. And obviously, just the community in general. It's really neat to see all ages get involved and pitch in. And it's neat to see even kids be able to see like their contribution make a difference. And next year, it'll hopefully come to life.
Yeah. So let's talk about, you are... You're rounding third and heading for home. And so let's talk about, so now we've done this and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And before we talk about what we can see next, let's take a little break, Neil, and come back and we will discuss what's next right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Brick Street Tavern serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their weekday lunch menu changes throughout the week and includes homemade pies and soups. On the weekends, they offer evening steak and chicken dinners. And catering services are also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888.
We thank Brick Street Tavern for supporting the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
The Jay County Civic Theater will present their live production of the musical Annie over the first two weekends in December. Showtimes are 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 4th, 5th, and 6th, and also at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 12th and 13th, with a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2 p.m. on December 14th. There will be several Fort Recovery residents starring in the production, including Leah Webker, Kate Ratliff, Reed Knuth as Daddy Warbucks, and Helena Reisner starring as Annie. Tickets are just $10 for students and $12 for adults, and they're available now by calling 260-726-4809, and online ticket sales are available by going to the website listed on the Jay County Civic Theater's Facebook page. You don't want to miss the Jay County Civic Theater's production of Annie, coming up the first two weekends of December. Get your tickets now.
Yes, we were singing along with
it. We're back. Speaking of Lisa, Megan, and Ashley from the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee, and we're talking about the fact that this million-dollar project is now very much within sight. Okay, and so I will kind of let you guys share how it became in sight. You how we've gotten closer recently, and then you know, what can we expect yet this winter or in the spring as far as what'll we see out at the park.
All right. So, like Lisa said earlier, our project was quoted at $1 million, and we have been able to raise so much as... Where's the total, Lisa? Okay, we have $164,939 left to raise. And we've been able to raise that money through, like you guys mentioned, the lemonade stands, the benefits, the gun bingo. We did a New Year's Eve thing. You mentioned the Sense for Sawyer.
Organization donations. Organization donations.
Oh, like organization donations, yes. Different organizations donating to us. Just blown away with the help of everybody. And we are going to be breaking ground starting in hopefully spring. And thanks to the WOW, they have pledged a larger donation to help us get that started.
Fantastic. So, so do you guys have any idea, once ground is broke, from the time that they start that until the time you can send kids running on it? I mean, is it a couple months? Is it a couple years?
Well, hopefully we're talking months, but no clue.
We're just a bunch of women. We don't know.
We just do the money.
We're literally just girls.
Yeah. we're just girls.
Yeah, we're just girls.
We get you the Go money, rain. You do the stuff.
We do the fundraising, they do the building.
Yeah. Okay.
It takes a day.
Yeah, right.
Seems like one good Saturday.
6 hours, maybe.
I can't be that hard.
Hey, we built that other playground in a pretty short period of time. I think there's 30 of us, and we did it in an afternoon. But
this is a little bit of a different project.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So I tell you, one thing I was wanting to touch on was I saw recently, and I don't know whether it's on t-shirts or it's just kind of a self-proclaimed type thing, but I've seen the Grace Grit Glory, okay? And talk about where that came from.
Well, that the Grace Grit and Glory, that describes Sawyer, and I also say it describes our committee and this community. And three words all in one t-shirt, I thought it was perfect. And one night I couldn't sleep, and that all came to me. So I texted our Peyton Wendell. She has designed all our shirts, and she came up with that design in like a day. She's awesome. Why I say grace is, I'll just read this all to you. Sawyer lived with a heart like Jesus. He showed grace in the purest way by loving Jesus and always pointing others towards heaven. He used to always say, Grandma was so lucky to be with Jesus, and he'd tell all his friends everything he could do in heaven and how when they get there, they would never get hurt. He used to tell all his friends at the babysitters when they would get in trouble, well, when we get to heaven, we can do that. We won't get hurt, and we won't get in trouble by Amy. That was just Sawyer. He was always reminding us what truly matters. And then grace is also what this incredible community has shown our family, our friends. They have given us so much grace after losing Sawyer. The kindness, the love and support we have received has been nothing short of grace in action. And for that, me and Sean will be forever grateful. Grit, I have always said Sawyer had grit. What he lacked in age and size, he was the smallest of the boys in our neighborhood. What he lacked in age and size, he made up for in grit. He was the most competitive, he was the strongest, and he was the fastest. He could beat all the boys in whatever they were playing, whether it was wiffle ball, football in the backyard, you name it. His grit was always bigger than his body. And that same grit inspires us girls to keep going and work hard. Sawyer's grit also inspires us to work hard, to trust God's plan, even when the path feels impossible. Yeah, so like that same grit has carried us through every late night planning session and every emotional moment along the way. And there's been lots of those and every bump in the road. Like I said, when we first learned this park could cost $1 million, it felt overwhelming, but we didn't give up. We remembered Sawyer's grit and his determination. And then the glory. Sawyer taught us that glory isn't measured by trophies or victories. It's found shining in God's light and serving others and leaving a legacy that points to Jesus. His glory reminds us that real victory is eternal victory. It's the impact we leave on the lives around us, the faith we live, and the love we share that reflects God's heart. Sawyer's legacy will continue to shine through the Ninja Park and the countless lives he continues to inspire. His story reminds us that glory isn't just something you win, it's something you live by. So those three words, grace, grit, and glory, are Sawyer's story. They capture who he was and who we are trying to be a little more like. So I can't think of three more perfect words to put on a shirt to honor Sawyer and this community and our committee that has worked so hard for this park to happen.
So how can you get these shirts?
On our Facebook page, the Sawyer Overman Wiffle Ball and Benefit Weekend, there's a link on there to the Home Stretch in St. Henry to order them. And orders need to be due by November 30th to make sure they're done by Christmas.
And are you still able to get other things too?
Yes. So the thumbprint shirt, you're able to get that. That's Sawyer's actual thumbprint. And on the bottom, it's his handwriting. And it's a quote he always said about heaven. And then the original four Sawyer logo shirts are on there too.
And I think there's some hats too, correct?
Yes, the hats are not on there, but you can contact me or any of us girls and we can get you one. There's little beanie hats and baseball hats too.
Fantastic. And so a certain amount of the proceeds from the sales comes back to the committee?
Yep. And goes 100% to the Ninja Park. So.
And share that site one more time.
It's the Facebook page is the Sawyer Overman Wiffle Ball Benefit Weekend. And then there's a link on there to Home Stretch.
Fantastic. And
then we'll share it again on there.
Yeah. So at the time when somebody said, when you got that quote and it said $1 million, was there one or two of you that said, that won't stop us, let's push on?
I think we were all in on doing this. I don't think it stopped any of us.
No, I think that we all just kind of looked at each other and it's like, you know what, might take a while, but we'll get there. I think we had faith in it and we had, we knew it had a meaningful purpose and it gave back to the community. And I think that we were all in, like Megan said.
If it would have been a group of men. There's no doubt in my mind that more than a few of us would have said, hell no,
it can't be done.
Yeah, it can't.
And I still don't think it can be done, but it's done.
Yeah.
When I heard they're going to sell t-shirts and lemonade stand and a wiffle ball tournament, I thought, well, there's the first $700. it's unbelievable. It is literally unbelievable.
You know, it's funny. Every summer that we've had a benefit, I feel like the next day when we're counting money, you know, leading up to the benefit, you know, summertime's busy. There's weddings, there's sports, there's events, there's, you know, baseball tournaments and
vacations.
And I think every year we're like, oh, our numbers might be down. And the next day after the benefit, we're consistently blown away with the turnout and the donations, and it's always a fantastic time.
Yeah. So, I tell you what, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about the upcoming Second Amendment bingo that we've got, and exactly what that includes. So, we'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Klingshern & Sons Trucking in Burkittsville. For over 50 years, Klingshern & Sons Trucking has been providing a safe workplace for their employees and maintains integrity, fairness, and honesty with their customers and business partners. With their dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers, they provide local and long-haul transportation with on-time delivery. Learn more online about Klingshern & Sons and their employment opportunities at klingshernandsons.com. Their phone number is 937-338-5000.
We thank Klingshern & Sons Trucking for supporting the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Season tickets for the 2025-2026 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys' season tickets will have until Friday, November 21st, to get the reserve seat season tickets. Starting Monday, November 24th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserved seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserved seat area, they must also have a reserved seat season ticket because all lower-level seats are reserved season tickets. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Both girls' and boys' home games, adult tickets at the door will be $8 each, and student tickets at the door will be $7 each. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's pass for only $30, and that's good for both boys' and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. For the junior high games, they have an adult all-sports season pass for $25 and student season passes for $10, and those season passes are good for all boys' and girls' junior high home regular season games. For individual junior high games, adult tickets at the door are $5 and $4 for students. The basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Notice, and then we'll start.
4, 3, 2, 1.
We're back.
We were back.
So, you know, I was thinking about the grace, great glory thing, you know, and how, so you were just in bed, probably couldn't sleep because no women can sleep normally, and that just popped into your head.
Well, I knew we wanted to do a new t-shirt design, and I was like, well, what can we put on this? And I did pray, like, to Sawyer, to God, like, give me a sign, give me something, and yeah, those words kind of popped. Well, first, grit did. And that one has always kind of been on my heart to put on a shirt. But then I was like, well, I think I want the glory, too. And then, yeah, then the grace came with it. So, yeah, it's kind of funny how God works like that.
It really is. And, you know, that shirt can be, I mean, it, you know, certainly fits, you know, Sawyer and your mission for the past 5 or 6 years, you know. But when it comes to just dealing with everyday life, Mm-hmm. Simple yet absolutely incredibly important three words those are.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we had talked about the upcoming Second Amendment bingo, and we'll call it a gun bingo type thing here because we're allowed to. Okay? So, please give me the who, what, when, where.
So gun bingo will be February 21st, 2026. It's at the Ohio Progressive Sportsman's Club, so not the same place we have our wiffle ball benefits. So it's on St. Peter Road. The doors will open up at 6 o'clock, and the bingo actually starts at 7. Tickets are $100, and they are going pretty fast so far. The tickets include a meal made by Carol Kanapke, which right there, that's worth $100 alone. And then you can bring your own drinks. We poolers are welcome. Last year, we gave away over $21,000 in prizes.
I would say we have half the tickets sold already. So if you are wanting one, reach out to either our Facebook page or one of the committee members because they are going very quick.
So for somebody that wouldn't care at all about playing bingo, can you just pop in there and hang around? And
not really. It's really tight in there.
Yeah.
But if you give us $100, we'll give you a ticket.
You get entertainment along with you can work. Yeah. And I don't know. We also offer sponsorship tables. I don't know. I don't have the details on what goes into the sponsorship table, though.
So the sponsorship tables, they're $2,500. You get a custom AR, which last year our sponsorship tables, their ARs turned out, I'm not a gun girl, but these guns turned out really neat.
Okay, so explain what the hell you're talking about.
It's a gun.
An AR is a gun.
An automatic rifle.
Yeah. Big one.
Mm-hmm, big. Like
big. Oh, for all of our radio listeners.
All radio listeners. This big.
Yeah, she has her hands apart this far.
My hands are this far apart.
Yeah.
As tall as Megan.
So not very far.
Taller.
So these ARs are about 2.5 feet long.
Yeah.
Okay. She has no clue.
My dad would be so proud of me right
yes,
now.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
Okay.
We're literally just girls.
Yeah.
Building a park and having a gun bingo.
They're building a park. They run gun bingo.
Give away firearms. That's what we do.
Yeah, they're gun runners.
Yeah.
A lot of money in gun running.
On that day, it will be Abby Timmerman's 40th birthday. So if you come to the bingo, make sure you wish her happy birthday.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So, back to the ARs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the people who bought them, the tables last year, most of them had them customized with their business logo on it. You can pick any color you want. They turned out pretty sharp. This year, we have sold eight tables so far. Last year we sold 4, so we're pretty excited.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. And you said those are $2,500 each?
Yes.
For a table of 8?
Table of 6. So you'll get 6 tickets and then your custom AR about yay big.
And a reserved table.
Yes, and a reserved table. So you'll have reserved seats, too.
The rest is open seating.
So how many... You said tickets are about half sold, so that's half of what?
We have 100 left out of 200.
Very good.
I am a girl, but I can do math.
You can do math.
Yep. And she didn't have her phone out to do it.
Very good.
She did that in her head.
Okay, and so is this somewhat like a male version of Cosmic Bingo? Without like the... You know, silly games or stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we don't do the games in between. There is an opportunity to like buy extra games. Like there are some extra little side raffles that they can do. We learned last year that men are a lot more open to spending money than what women are.
When it comes to guns, yes.
They come ready to spend and win. So there are some like additional add-ons you can buy once you're there. But yeah, there aren't games like Minute to Win It like we do at Cosmic Bingo.
Yeah.
We don't make them get Oreos from their foreheads to their mouth.
No, guys. Guys don't tie a Kleenex box to their ass and shake up and down to get the ping pong balls. So don't be offended by this question. Okay.
Alrighty.
But who is helping you like pick out the gun raffles and who's, I mean.
So I just go in and I say, I want one this big and this big, and he gives them to us.
And then.
So it's Figs Firearms. It's Dusty Figley. He's been a good friend of our family. So he's helped us out a lot with all of our gun raffles.
Where's he from?
Convoy.
Okay.
I think. Somewhere up that way.
Yep.
I'll say he's very organized. He did like the custom guns that they had last year. Like Lisa said, I'm not a gun girl, but they were very impressive.
Yeah. So during the course of the evening, so every time you win a bingo game, you win a gun?
Mm-hmm.
Or cash.
There's a couple cash prizes, yeah.
Yep. And about how many games of bingo are you going to play during this evening?
I think there was 10.
There's 10 that's, I think, included in the ticket. And then there's probably, there are some additional games that you can purchase. And then I think there's a coverall at the end that you can also purchase like separately as well.
So do the guys really get into the bingo part of it too?
Yeah. Yeah, we had lots of guys came up to us afterwards and they're like, we didn't know what to think with bingo.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is great. This was so much fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What is it they auction off?
The magazine clips.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
It goes in a gun.
Okay.
It does not hold any clips or magazines.
They're not real magazines.
Okay. We should have sent the husbands to talk about this.
No, this is better.
Yeah.
This is good.
Cliff? Yeah. Cliff would have been up here rattling off all of his gun knowledge.
Is it a little bit more than you know or less?
I'd say we're probably
about the same.
Even.
I would guess you might even know more than he knows.
That's probably a good chance.
So let's make sure that we touch on the highlights of this. This is the date, February
21st.
Which is a Saturday night, I'm assuming?
Yes.
From what time?
So the doors open at 6, and then the bingo actually starts at 7.
I'm trying to think even when.
I think it was probably 10:30.
I would say, yeah.
Depending on how long some of the auctions go. I want to say it got done at like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
So doors open at 6. A meal provided by Carol Kanapke is served from 6 to 7, assuming.
So you can arrive once the doors open, you can arrive and then the meal is ready and it's buffet style. So people can come and eat right as they arrive and help themselves.
Yeah, and just FYI, there's no boys basketball game on that Saturday. The end of the season is the 20th. There may be a girls basketball game, tournament game, but it's probably in the afternoon, so shouldn't interfere with anything.
Fantastic. So what am I missing as far as the committee, past, present, future? First of all, let's mention all of the members of the committee, even those that couldn't be here tonight.
All right. Well, you have Lisa Overman.
Yes.
Myself, Megan Wendell, Ashley Overman, Abby Timmerman, Danielle Deuce, Casey Vogel.
Froning.
Casey Froning, Lisa Deuce, Olivia Wenning, and Chelsea Overman. Olivia, yeah, Wenning.
I thought it was going to be a post.
And
did we say Abby?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And really, there's so many other people who help, who always want to help. And I mean, this committee is the whole community. I mean, nobody. I mean, everybody wants to be here and help us out however they can.
I mean, just like Carol Knapke making food, and she does a phenomenal job for the Gun Bingo. When we have the benefit weekend, we have so many people who volunteer to work shifts at the concession stand or raffle tickets. Or, you know, I know Lisa has some siblings that help organize the wiffle ball. I know all of the committee's husbands always help pitch in and set up and transport and unload. And
you had the punch board stuff for
yes
for people.
Yes, mm-hmm. Punch boards are new from last year at the benefit. Those went over awesome. Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah, I got a bottle of something or other and a bottle of dish soap.
Oh, yeah. You're a good. Hey, you know what? I bet you got use out of it though, right? How practical.
I have a dishwasher.
Oh. Well,
but
donate it
I
back.
Can use it for other stuff.
We'll use it for next year.
I even think, you know, going back to like how many people help out, I just remember not last year, but the year before when it started raining or something. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how many people, because we have everything set up outside, like yep. the raffles.
On Friday.
And the auction on Friday night. It was amazing how many people just stepped up and brought everything inside. No questions asked. They yep. just did it. They seen us doing it. And they just, everybody stepped in to carry it inside.
Yep, it was kids, adults,
yes.
everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you mentioned kids. It is so, it's such a great thing to get the kids involved, and they love
yes.
doing it, whether it's the lemonade stands, helping carry stuff in, setting up the wiffle ball diamonds, and kids love doing that, and it's such a good lesson.
I agree.
And that's one of several reasons why we have such an unreal community, that everybody knows a little bit of help is a lot of help. Mm-hmm. And they're not afraid to do it, and they get to have fun helping do stuff. It's just a great thing that kids want to get involved. They're not ordered to get involved. They are, can we go an hour early?
Yes, they step up just as much as the adults.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, it amazes me still how the kids, and especially the boys that were in Sawyer's grade, even now when like they're involved in a baseball tournament, and if there's a medal won, it seems like, you know, Sawyer is still a part of that. And to just have that last for as long as it has, it says a lot about, I think, the type of kid that Sawyer was. But it also says a lot about the kids that are on that team. Mm-hmm. You know? So how old would Sawyer be now?
He just had a birthday.
Yeah. 12.
Yeah, always
12.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those kids are that are on those teams and all of that. They do a lot of things when they're down a little bit. Let's do it for Sawyer.
It's a really neat thing to witness.
Not having really known him and all those kids were pretty young, I would say he was probably everybody's best friend. He was, you know, he might have had a couple of the he preferred, but he liked everybody and everybody liked him.
Absolutely.
He was everybody's best friend.
Yes.
And that's hard to do for a young kid.
Right.
It's hard to do, but it's just, that's who he was. He just was everybody's best friend, and he loved everybody, and they knew it.
He probably had some really good parents.
I would say that's a very good bet.
Yep. I tell you what, we're going to take a little break, gather ourselves to a certain extent, and when, like, you know, we come back, we're going to tie a little bow on this, and then we're going to talk about Christmas. Okay?
Is that coming?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Thanksgiving's not over yet, is it?
Not yet, but okay. It's coming.
Okay.
We'll be back after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Train HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at WayneIGA.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Winter sports season is here, and our Lady Indians will begin their basketball season this Friday night as they host St. Mary's at the Fortsite Fieldhouse. The festivities will include celebrating 50 years of Lady Indians basketball with many of our players over the years in attendance, including several from our very first team 50 years ago. You won't want to miss this. The JV game will start at 6 o'clock, and we'll bring you the varsity game live on the Hometown Huddle stations. Get on the Indians bandwagon early this season and get out to the game in the celebration of 50 years of Lady Indians basketball. But if you just can't get to the game in person, you can always listen live on the Hometown Huddle, the Tribe 107.3, and FortRecoveryRadio.com, the home of the Indians.
We're back talking to the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee, and you know, we've talked about the upcoming gun bingo that's coming up on February 21st at the Progressive Sportsman's Club, and how exciting it is to, like, kind of see the fruits of their labor finally within sight. And I've got to tip my hat, because I did know, you know, man, when, like, it was 3 years ago and you still had $600,000, I thought, these ladies are going to lose their gumption and you know, it's truly grit, grace, and
glory.
Grace and glory.
Glory, yes.
I don't know if they deserve the glory, but still. But, you know, you're saying that, and that's just about the time they said, well, let's turn it up a little bit. We'll have a New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And
that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Well, and you know what? That's the other thing, is that you have provided people, and we're talking hundreds of people, with fun, entertaining, in many cases, family-oriented types of things. And I just cannot express enough how proud, how much I respect what you guys have done. It is absolutely amazing.
While you're talking about respect, Neil stepped away. Are we allowed to cuss now?
Yeah, since like Neil stepped away, yeah.
Just one bad word to say it.
Shit.
So with that in mind, I said coming into the break that we were going to talk about Christmas, okay? And you are all of about the same age, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yep. You were classmates, right?
Yes. Yep. I'm the youngest are you? Of us three. Yeah.
Just to that would have been my guess.
Lisa's the oldest, by the way.
I am. Yeah.
So when you guys turn the clock back to Christmas when you were 10 or 12, okay? Was there anything that you asked for Christmas back then as a kid that is still popular now? You know, when like I look back, like there were things back then that lived through the ages and they're still popular. So is there anything that you guys got when you were 10 or 12?
I was a very humble child, from what I recall, right?
Yeah. You got socks. Yeah.
I got to tell a real quick story of when I was around that age.
Okay.
Santa came. There was the most beautifully wrapped presents under the tree for me and my two siblings, okay? Beautiful, shiny wrapping paper and bows. And we're like, these are definitely the best gifts. So we ran upstairs and asked Mom and Dad if we could open those. And they're like, yeah, go ahead and open the purple shiny ones. We go down and we rip open these gifts and they are like rubber gum boots for the turkey barns. We were all so pissed. Worst Christmas ever.
Those boots are on my kids' Christmas list.
You know what? There you go.
There you go.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Needless to say, Ashley never put those boots on and never set foot in that turkey barn. So you know, what was popular back in the 90s?
My Barbie house and my kitchen center are the two big Christmas gifts I still remember that we still have. Well, the kitchen center's at my mom and dad's yet, and the Barbie house, I'm kind of a loser, and I remodeled it for my daughter. It was so stinking cute, and she didn't play Barbies.
She even put lights in it for her daughter. Like,
sure did.
They wired lights in
it.
Did Cliff wire that up?
No.
You can tell because their house didn't burn down.
So do you guys remember what was popular back in the 90s?
I mean, in the 90s, gosh, I was probably only, what, two, three?
Yep. She's a little younger than the rest of us.
You know, it's funny, like, at least having girls, a lot of the same stuff is popular. It's just more expensive now. I don't remember when I was asking for makeup when I was, you know, young.
No.
It wasn't Sephora priced. It wasn't Sephora priced makeup. But
I don't think we were asking for the makeup and the skincare.
No way. No way.
Stanley.
You know,
the Stanleys, yes.
I will say one thing that I've appreciated about this area, or that I have noticed from when we were young and as well as like kids this day and age, is it just seems like, and maybe it's my kids, but I think it's a lot of kids, they're not big into things having to be brand name. Mm-hmm. You know, you just hear about a lot of these kids thinking they need to have like the best of the best and these high brand names. And I don't see that out of a lot of kids. I mean, I think we're just very grateful for this area of kids being happy with what they get. I don't hear of a lot of that.
Practical and useful is good enough.
Yeah.
80% of them are wearing Crocs.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Their name brand. Yeah. That means you have money.
Yeah. Or cowboy boots.
So did you guys ever, okay, and this is a list of things that were popular back when you guys were 6 to 10, okay? Oh. See whether you had any of these. Polly Pockets.
Yep.
Yep.
What is that?
skulls. Like, it's like a little
mini G.I. Joe type things for girls.
They're the size of the AR that Megan was talking about.
On the radio, they're exactly the same.
Yeah, that's right. Light bright.
Oh, yeah.
My kids have one of them.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
It's 30 years. For God's sakes, invest some money and buy your kids some new toys.
This is a new one. My mom kept a lot of crap, but she did not keep that.
Did you keep your
life
right?
I don't know.
You're too busy teaching your kids the enthusiasm of cheering.
Cheering.
Cheering, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
From the fight song.
Yeah, that was really, that was a proud mom moment. Yeah. Can you tell my fourth son to do it?
Beanie Babies.
That was probably right as we were growing out of that.
Let's see. Super Simon.
Is that the like red, green?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had
Super Simon?
I remember Simon.
We have that game. Yep. My kids have that game.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a Simon, then there's a Super Simon that did special things.
Yeah. Oh, like a twist it, bop it, pull it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you guys have shown your propensity to be great thinkers here. Okay. So I'm going to name a toy and you tell me what year it was invented.
Let's use our phone.
Okay. And you cannot Google it.
Shoot.
Okay. Strawberry shortcake.
2025.
1982.
1972.
I'm going to actually go with
1990. 1977.
Ooh,
Lisa.
Care Bears.
1980.
1963.
1977.
1981.
Oh.
Very good, actually.
That is.
Crayola crayons.
1588.
I'm saying.
You've been around a while.
1908. 1910.
1911, Bob.
$1.
1903. Oh. That's very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
But you all overbid. Yeah, sorry.
No new Toyota Corolla for us.
Well, the prize was going to be the box of crayons. Box of eight crayons. Man.
Okay. This is one that Megan got when she was eight, and she's still trying to put it together for the first time, and that is a Rubik's Cube.
Oh. I gave up a long time ago.
1954.
Ashley's not close. I'm not telling you whether to go up or down.
1920.
Don't. I'd say later.
1970.
1980.
Oh.
Megan, the cube wasn't invented until 1972.
Everything was round.
Invented by Henry VIII.
Jack, I believe that cubes have been around longer than that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think
Popples
so.
Were a big thing. Yeah.
All right, here's the last one.
What was that?
Popples? Do you remember Popples?
Oh, I remember Popples.
Yeah. I never heard of it.
Erica probably still has her Popples sleeping bag.
I had a Popples sleeping bag. Yeah. Brought a tear out to spend the night.
The Barbie.
Oh. Mm.
1962.
1950. 1945. 1959. Megan, finally, that was good.
I would have guessed in the 60s sometime.
This is the last one. The hula hoop.
So circles were invented before.
Carry the one.
One hundred BC.
I'm gonna say 1914.
1920.
1953 is my guess.
1957.
Oh, no
1957.
Way.
Mm.
Well, they had those on the Titanic. What year did the Titanic sink?
13.
The first hula hoops were square.
No, they weren't. Hoops are not square.
Oh.
Okay.
So, well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and put a nice little bow on this.
Okay.
Make sure we touch on the specifics of the upcoming gun Second Amendment bingo that's coming up.
And an FYI, I do have video of Megan's mother-in-law doing the hula hoop. Ooh. Around 1957 or 8.
He'll play it on the radio for you guys in a little while.
Yes, y'all play it on the radio.
We'll be back after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Support for the Tribe 1073 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 1073.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Asia, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The High School Sad Club at Fort Recovery High School is sponsoring a holiday food drive. They'll be collecting non-expired, non-perishable food items through Friday, November 21st. Then the SAD members will deliver all items collected to Rustic Hope and other local food pantries the week of November 24th. And to help encourage everybody to give to this cause, there will be a contest. One class from each building will receive a party. The homeroom class at the elementary school, fifth period class at the middle school, and the tribe time class at the high school that collects the most items will receive a pizza party in December. All non-perishable items will be accepted, but here's a short list of items that food pantries go through the fastest. Ramen packets, cake mixes, Nora rice and pasta sides, Lipton instant soup packets, rice cakes, and canned meat. So let's gather as much non-perishable food as we can and get it to the local food pantries to help out our friends and neighbors in need this holiday season with the Fort Recovery High School SAD Group's Holiday Food Drive going on now through Friday, November 21st.
So guys, I've enjoyed spending the past hour with you. It seems like it's been 3
minutes. We missed minutes.
Yeah. That's how we feel too, Megan. I'm right here. Oh.
She can hear you.
Oh.
Yeah. I can.
But I tell you what. Again, thank you for the update on the Union Ninja Park. Let's touch one more time on the specifics of the Second Amendment gun bingo coming up.
All right, it is on February 21st. It's a Saturday at the Sportsman's Club, the Ohio Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7. The tickets are $100 each, and included in that is a meal. But you bring your own cooler, so whatever you want to drink.
Will there be beer there?
No.
Well, there will be, yes. But it's only Miller High Life.
Yeah. So.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, I guess. There are 200
tickets available, but we have sold half, so there's 100 left.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. And there are table sponsorship opportunities where you receive a custom AR this big for $2,500, and it does come with six bingo tickets.
Just so for the people on the radio didn't see, she held her hands out this far.
Yeah.
There you go. And so you've sold eight of those tables. Is yes. there a limit as far as how many of those you're going to sell?
We don't have a limit, but we're not going to go.
Yeah, because you know crazy. Some people are going to be there right. one or two yeah. instead of six.
Yeah, and space is limited in the building, so we also have to just be cognizant of spacing.
Yep. Yeah. Gotcha.
Big words. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cognizant. Such a big word.
February 21st, doors open at 6. A meal provided by Carol Kanapke. We'll start shortly thereafter.
Yep.
Bingo starts at 7.
They can just contact any committee member or utilize the Facebook page if they're interested in tickets.
What have we missed, ladies?
We also want you to save the date for our June benefit this year, which will be June 12th through 13th. And that will be at Winnaline Sportsman's Club. Oh, and that's Megan's anniversary, too. So come on out and wish Megan and Cliff a happy anniversary. Yeah. But this will be our fifth year of doing the benefit. So
fantastic. And also, the Ninja Park has been almost officially, but unofficially, mm-hmm. groundbroken.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to do some formal stuff in the spring mm-hmm. Where you guys can do a little bit more, but you were always hoping it would happen. Now you know it is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. And I think you said a sizable donation from the Win on the Wabash committee, and so it's gonna happen, people. So get on board. Yep. Get on board.
Fantastic. Guys, I tell you what, it has been a quick hour. I wish you nothing but...
Felt like three for us.
That doesn't surprise. I'd say it felt like three glasses of wine is what it felt like.
That's more accurate.
So, for Jack Stogler and the Sawyer Overman Benefit Committee, Neil, yep. I think that wraps us up.
Yep, and stay tuned. I believe Bob and Harold are going to be talking with Linda Wilson. She was one of the original members from the first girls basketball team back in the 50 years ago.
1975.
Yep, they're gonna commemorate that on Friday evening at Fortsight Fieldhouse. So
that's a really neat idea.
I think it's awesome.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk. We'll see you. We will not see you next week.
Correct.
Next week is Thanksgiving.
The night before Thanksgiving, so we generally have not had that shows that night because everybody's doing other stuff.
Yep.
Yep. So we'll be back.
Bird.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show.